Stephen, thanks for having us here today. Tell us a little bit about your brigade.
We're a brigade of 16 active firefighters, volunteers, all volunteers, and some support members as well. And we just look after this area between Greens Beach, the Tama River, and across to the Naruwantlapu National Park, and south to Anderson's Creek.
What sort of vegetation are you dealing with, looking to get ready before we get to summer?
To the northwest of us, we've got a fair bit of bush in parkland and on private properties, and locally around the house, the residential areas, we've got quite a bit of gorse.
People drive past these sheds, the fire stations, all the time. They're in country towns scattered right throughout Tasmania, usually a creamy white-coloured shed with the big fire station badge across the top. What sort of resource do you have in these sheds to deal with a fire situation?
Well, we have two appliances, the one that we're in, which is our 4-1 unit, which is a smaller unit for transporting people and as well as suppression of smaller fires and attending motor vehicle accidents, that sort of thing. And then we have a heavy tanker also to deploy water where we need it.
16 people in a pretty small community. Kelso, about 250?
I'd say about that, yes.
Is 16 volunteers, is that pretty good?
Well, I think we're a fairly full brigade, yeah. You need a reasonable number of people because not everybody's available at any given time. So some people work during the day and other people work shift work and that sort of thing. So we know that we can always field a crew as required.
How long have you been part of this brigade for, Steve?
Oh, I think about 7 or 8 years.
What made you decide to sign up?
Well, we had a big fire here not long before I signed up and basically I was at home building my house and I felt a bit guilty for not participating, I suppose. Yeah.
How common a story do you think that might be?
Oh, I think that would apply to most people, yeah.
How often do you get together as a brigade?
Fortnightly. We have a monthly training night and a monthly maintenance day where we just sort of go over the trucks and make sure they're ready to go, that sort of thing. And other times we have social events and obviously when we've called out.
Tell me what sorts of issues you're dealing with here. As I mentioned before, it's a coastal community, so there are a lot of people who have property here that aren't residents. What sort of challenges does that throw up?
Well, the main one that stands out is where, people all come down to do a bit of maintenance on their place on the weekend and light a bit of a fire in the backyard and then decide it's time to go home and leave it still alight. That's been an issue in the past, yeah.
So it's happened?
Oh, yes, it has happened, yeah. But the other thing is that people, if they're not in attendance, if they're away on the mainland, some people actually live on the mainland and have shacks here and they get overgrown.
What can you do about that as a local brigade, or how do you get the word out?
Not very much. We can only really try to educate people, but, we rely on the media, the newspapers and things and forums like the one that's in Beaconsfield tonight.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that. There is the West Tama Councillor having a fire awareness forum and we'll hear exactly what's going on. What do you think the percentage is, residents to shack owners?
I couldn't honestly tell you, but I would say down around the Greens Beach area, probably 50-50. Along at Kelso, there's more retired sort of people there, so they're probably more a higher rate of permanent occupancy, I'd say, and along Clarence Point would be the same.
What kind of challenges come up with difficulty of communication? If someone's only there so often, they're not really a neighbour, you might not have their number. If you're concerned about the vegetation or that they might need to do a bit of a clean-up on their property, I mean, how do you keep the conversation going, neighbour to neighbour?
Oh, look, I don't know really how the neighbours... A lot of them, there are people around here who do... regular sort of gardening sort of circuits and they, they keep people in touch with each other, I guess, in that sense. And they, a lot of people, even though they're away, they have people looking after their property.
You've got a fair few people down here today. Have they come from all over, not just the Kelso Brigade?
No, they're all from around here, yeah.
Really nice to speak with you. Thank you for having us here at your station today.
Thank you.